Rock art. On both sides of the walkway leading from the Egyptian exhibition, you'll see a dozen of stones lying in the sand. They're so big that you could sit on them. Their shapes vary, but most of them have one or more flat walls. If you look closely, you'll notice poorly visible fine lines forming figures of animals and people. Such rock drawings are known as petroglyphs. Archaeologists from our museum have found a lot of them in Sudan, Egypt, and Algeria. The drawings date back to various periods. Some are prehistoric, while others come from Pharaonic or later Arab times. The displayed petroglyphs are as old as 6,000 years and are believed to show pastoral scenes. When I first saw them, it occurred to me that this art was nothing like the ornamental tapestries which once decorated the palace's walls with depictions of hunting scenes. Neither are the modest rock drawings similar to the somber portraits of the Gorka family members. But that's hardly surprising. After all, they're not only hundreds of kilometres, but also thousands of years away from one another.